That is the wonderful Ed Sheeran. That is Don't. 6 minutes past two on Phoenix FM with Mike 123. There's a brand new show coming up at the Queen's Theatre very, very soon. It's called Gunmetal Blues. I'm delighted to welcome Sarah Scowan, who is looking very, very hot in all the publicity photographs. Don't laugh. You are. You're looking lovely. You're looking absolutely gorgeous.
Well, thank you very much.
Come on, though. How did you get the part in the first place?
Well, as you know, I've been a member of the Cut to the Chase company before, and I think that maybe it was my last role that I played in Godspell. I played quite a sexy role, and maybe it was something. Maybe Bob saw the femme fatale in the in that show. Yeah, so I'm getting to play, you know, an iconic part. You know, the kind of Rita Hayworth, Ava Gardner part.
Yeah.
I'm loving it. It's a screen siren, and it's really good fun.
I bet you are right. This is a show I don't know. I think it's an American show, isn't it, originally? Was it?
It's an American show. We're actually giving it its European premiere. It's never been played anywhere outside the States, so we're really excited to have the rights for the show over here. So, yeah, it's only ever been done in North America, so which is great.
It's called a stylish, sharp comedy musical murder mystery. is there any other genres we can fit in there?
I know. Well, that's exactly what it is. It's the story of it's based on a film noir. You know, so we follow the sleuth, the detective, around on his journey, and we meet lots of characters on the way. It's classy. It's witty, as all film noirs were, but it's still got that really dark side, that kind of Sin City side to it, where it makes you think. You've still got to work things out for yourself.
So would it be fair to say sort of echoes of Casablanca and Moonlighting, that sort of stuff? Yeah,
that's exactly the kind of style it is. Yeah, it's very much those kind of there's a central love story, like there always is, but there's lots of things that get in the way of that, and there's lots of, you know, the bad guys after the good guys and the good guys after the bad guys, and you know, there's lots of twists and turns, but ultimately it's, you know, it's a dark, it is a comedy, but it's more witty than laugh out loud comedy.
Okay, it's classified as one as a musical. Is it a musical in a musical sense, or is it just an odd number? Or
no, it is a musical. We have music numbers running throughout the show, mainly storytelling. They sort of help the audience, you know, digest the story a bit. Everybody's got their own little numbers that they sing. Each character's got a little number that they come up with. It's all sort of in a bluesy, jazzy style to keep it in that kind of, well, to stick with the title, Gunmetal Blues. We've got lots of songs that stick to that jazzy, bluesy style, and I think it really lends itself to the play itself. It's really great.
I'm guessing that you're going to be playing that trumpet of yours.
I am playing my trumpet.
I love watching you play your trumpet. You're so good. You are so good. I don't think you realise, your trouble is you don't realise how good you are.
Well, thank you. But there's a core band of, we have the pianist, drums and bass, and the bassist also plays the trumpet. So they're kind of the core band. But, you know, I do have little snippets where I play my trumpet as well.
And I reckon that the music is sort of really laid back, sort of late night jazz in places, yeah?
It really is. It really is. A bit of improvisation, a bit of laid back blues, a bit of sleaziness. But we've got, you know, we've got a few upbeat numbers in there as well. But yeah, I mean, obviously, you've got to understand, when you've only got three people in the band, you know, you're limited to what you can do. But I think the guys have been absolutely brilliant, and at the moment, it sounds brilliant. It sounds amazing. So I think it's going to be great.
It's, you're still in, obviously, in. Let me just say, you were supposed to come into the studio today, so we can meet face to face again. but your director thinks you're so busy. The rehearsals need you. So how are rehearsals going?
So we're at the middle of week three. So we finished the week up this week, and then next week we're going to production and tech week, and then we open next Friday. I mean, it's all there at the moment. We're just working little bits that we want to have a work on. But as far as a bass show goes, we've got it, and people are going to really enjoy it.
Fantastic. Right. Okay. Let's get down to the nitty gritty. When, where, how, and all the rest of it.
So it runs from at the Queen's Theatre in Hornchurch from the 29th of August, which is a week on Friday,
yep,
until the 20th of September. So okay. We've got a nice 3.5 week run. Tickets can be bought at the box office. I think there's various concessions for, you know, different age groups, etc. But I think it appeals to everybody. It's got the nostalgic kind of view of, you know, the late 40s, early 50s, but I think it's also got a modern edge to it. You know, the younger viewers who would have seen Sin City, that kind of comic book dark, I think it all will appeal to everybody. So yeah.
Excellent. What are you doing after that? Are you involved in Lend Me a Tenor and Return to the Forbidden Planet, which are the next shows after Gunmetal Blues?
I am indeed, yeah. I'm doing the whole season. So wow. As soon as Gunmetal Blues goes up, we will start rehearsals for Lend Me a Tenor, which I'm really excited about.
Yeah, and a play I'm very familiar with.
Of course,
I remember
yeah.
your dad doing Lend Me a Tenor.
Well, I think it's kind of iconic that, you know, that was one of his favourite plays to do, and ironically, I'm going to be doing that play this year, so I'm really happy to be doing that, and that's a farce, and that's going to be funny and frantic, and, you know, so that'll be great. And then, obviously, we've got Return to the Forbidden Planet after that, which we run for 11 nights only at the Queen's Theatre, but then after Christmas, we're taking it out on a UK number one tour. It's its 25th anniversary. So, yeah, we're going to be playing some really big venues across the UK, and I'm really excited about doing that.
I bet you are. Yeah. Sarah, it sounds like you've got a fantastic year coming up.
I'm looking forward to it, yeah.
I bet you are, my love. And I wish you all the best. And we'll come and see Gunmetal Blues starting on the 29th.
Get your tickets now. 29th of August.
I'm not buying a ticket. I get in free.
Okay, well, everybody else is listening. You have to buy a ticket.
Yeah, I have to come and review it, you see. I'm looking very much forward to doing that, and hope the run goes really well. I'm sure it will, because Cut to the Chase is such a good group, and
strong group of people this season. I'm really, really proud to be part of the company.
That's great. Okay, Sarah, thank you very much for taking the
time
to call us today, and we'll see you on the 29th of August.
Cheers, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That is Sarah Scowen speaking live from the Queen's Theatre now, who's heavily involved in rehearsals for Gunmetal Blues, which is a stylish, sharp comedy musical murder mystery. Sounds great. It's written by Scott Wentworth, music and lyrics by Craig Boemler and Marianne Adler. Starts at the Queen's 29th of August, 20th of September. Please see their website for full details.